So the Baron had been enjoying little Cinder's pussy for a while now. Every time she came in to clean the fireplace at the end of the day, he would be sitting there drinking his vodka, and she would always now come obediently over, kneel beside his chair, unbutton the top of her shirt and show him her naked little breasts, and then he would take out his cock and she would suck it. Every single evening, she was such a good girl now, so well trained. He enjoyed her so much. He would finger her pussy and then she would jump on top of his cock, her tight, tight little pussy always managing to take his enormous cock. She would ride him as he sat in the chair, enjoying his vodka, sitting back, letting the little servant Cinders fuck him. Sometimes he would bend her down and ride her hard from behind. He enjoyed using her body. He enjoyed teaching her about her body. He enjoyed tasting her body and making her come. She was becoming such a good little student. He felt that he needed to expand her education. And one evening, she came and knelt beside him. He smiled at her. He had some plans for her. And he got her to bend over on all fours. She pointed her little pussy up in the air, used to feeling his fingers inside her. He fingered her, feeling how wet she was. She was ready. She was ready to learn the next lesson. He fingered her pussy, fingered her clitoris. She liked to come for him. She always came for him. She was so obedient. And this time, he pulled his fingers out and moved them up her body, moved them up to the second tight little hole that he had not explored yet. She moved away involuntarily. She couldn't help it. He grabbed her and held her still, one arm holding her hard against him as he fingered that very tight, very private little hole. She writhed. "No, sir, no, Baron, no, you can't do that. Come, Cinders," he said. "You know that I can teach you anything." She kept still. He began to slide one finger gently in and out that very tight hole. He could feel the shuddering from her body. There was pleasure. His other hand was stroking her clitoris, keeping her ready, keeping her wet as that finger started to drive. He increased it to two, always just using her pussy as the well to wet those fingers, driving in and out, driving into that arse. Two fingers now. The hole was tight, but he could feel that it would stretch out. He drove in and out with two fingers. She started to move involuntarily against him, wanting him. "I think you're ready for more," he said. Always gently pushing her pussy, gently keeping her pussy wet. He took out his big cock. He started in her pussy, sliding in and out, getting the lube all over his cock from the well of her pussy. Then he moved up to the very tight hole. It was very small. It was small and tight. And he knew that it was going to hurt her first time. But Cinders was obedient and she wanted to please the Baron. He pushed it against the tight hole, needed to get the angle right, needed to push in it exactly the right way. He pushed in. She squealed. He held her hips, kept still, and let that hole expand out, let it stretch out. As she kept still, the hole expanded, and the pleasure started to shoot through her body. He pushed into her again, another centimetre. Centimetre by centimetre, always keeping his cock oiled with her pussy. And as her arse stretched, the pleasure flowed through her body. And as it stretched out, he felt soon that he could start to enjoy that very tight hole, pushing in and out, his cock now sliding easily because of the pussy juice on it, in and out of her arse. And he started to move fast and her body writhed against him. He moved his hand quickly on her clit, rubbing on it as that massive cock rode into her, pushing into it, fucking her hard, writhing. She screamed in absolute pleasure as she came and as he filled her ass with cum, squirting deep into it as he played with her clitoris and made her cum in a way that she had never cum before. Cindy was going to enjoy having her ass used.